Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, for listening to the show, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That number again is 818-301-5834. Lock that number in so that anytime you'd like, you can dial into the show, you can come in on whatever you want to come in on, and, you know, I don't mind. All right? Now, I note that today is usually Free For All Friday, where I let everyone call into the show and talk about whatever they want. But because I had some difficulties on the show on yesterday, I brought yesterday's show forward to today, because this is a very important show. I have a great show lined up for you guys, so sit back, relax, and enjoy this ride. Now, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call a certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Again, that number is 770-732-0244. Now, I know you guys are all getting ready for for your taxes to be done, and you're putting all your receipts together, you're getting all your, I know you guys had four or five jobs, so you're getting all your W-2s together from your jobs, all that stuff. Well, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with that if you need any help, whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting. They can help you at CPA On Duty. The office number is 770-732-0244. Now, guys, I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook. If you want to follow the show on Twitter, go to Twitter, and we're at The Frank W. Show. Twitter at The Frank W. Show. We're also on Facebook. If you go into your Facebook and go into the top of the page, and type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook, and you'll be connected there. So whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. All right? Now, those that are listening via my show page on Blog Talk Radio, first of all, thank you for listening. And while you're on my show page there, you'll see an icon that says follow this show. Click on that icon. You can set it up where you can get daily reminders or daily show notes of the show. And that way you won't miss a show as well if you don't want to. All right. So, guys, I know that, like I said, yesterday I had some technical difficulties. I'm sorry about that. But we're up and going again, and we shouldn't have any kind of bleeps, blips, or whatever you want to call it today. Okay? I won't say from this day forward, but I'll say today. All right? Now, I also wanted to, before I get started into the show, I wanted to say a special happy birthday to Miss Deborah Renfro, a friend of mine, that today's her birthday, and I wanted to wish her a very happy birthday. And she's a really nice lady, and she'll do anything for you. So I wanted to make sure that I said happy birthday to her on the show. I know you're listening, Deborah, so happy birthday to you. Have fun, okay? Now, today's show. Now, guys, I'm going to tell you that a lot of this stuff is my opinion. Now, I do have some facts for you, but a lot of this is my opinion, all right? I'm going to get into the, kind of into the facts first, and then I'll get into my opinion. I'll tell you what I think. If you want to tell me what you think, or you want to tell the audience what you think, call into the show, 818-301-8834. Follow the phone screeners prompts, and I'll put you on the air with no problem, all right? Today's show is entitled Gun Control and Gun Violence. Now, guys, like I said, I'm talking straight from the heart here. I have no problem with people having a gun in their home. I think that if you're not afraid of them, that's something that I think it helps you to feel more comfortable as far as, you know, having some type of protection. Some people use dogs, and other people use guns. I know for a fact that burglars, people that break into your house, things like that, you know, or your apartment or what have you, are less likely to break into your house if you have a barking dog inside, or if you have a dog that's roaming the property. Okay, you're just, the odds go way down for that, a dog. okay? And so if you have a dog as your protection, that's fine. And if you have a gun as well, I think that helps as well. I do own guns. I own several guns. And I don't use my guns for hunting. That's not my thing. I'm not a hunter. I use my guns for protection. So I always tell people that, you know, if you're going to break into my house, if you're going to kick my door down, you're going to kick my door in. I don't care if you're the police. Okay? If you're the police, you should have warned me that you're the police. Okay? Just don't come and kick my door down or knock my door down. Because if you do and I'm here, you're going to get some unfriendly fire from the other side. Okay? And you're not going to see me doing the firing. Okay? And all you're going to see is some fire coming out that door that you're trying to come into. Like I said, I don't care if you are the police. The police should have knocked on the door and said, it's the police. Okay? So, you know, I don't care who you are. But if you kick my door down, you're going to get shot. And I'm not one that try to aim for the legs. That's not me. I'll tell you, I'm not that good a shot. So I'm trying to hit you. I'm trying to hit a burglar wherever is most effective. Okay? So my gun control, the way I think of gun control is I believe that if you want to have a gun in your home for protection, that's all well and good. I'm fine with that. No problem. My problem comes in is when people who are, let's say, not using the gun for protection, but they're using it as something to scare people. Or you're going to go out there and commit a crime with it. You know, if you go into somewhere and rob a store and you point a gun, that's heavy, heavy federal time in prison. I don't care if you shoot it or not. That's armed robbery. Okay? You have a gun. You're going to prison for a long time. That kind of gun is not good. Okay? So, you know, so that's my thing. All right? I'm okay with people having guns. I don't think the government is trying to take your guns away from you like a lot of people think. The government is trying to take your gun away from you. I don't think that's the motive here. I think the motive here is to try to control the acquisition of guns. I don't think you need an assault rifle to protect yourself at home. But, you know, people get a hold of assault rifles. But I think if you're going to go out and legally buy an assault rifle or an assault weapon or whatever you want to call it, then you should be screened. Jay should do a background check on you to find out, you know, if you're a felon or all this type of stuff, and get all your information, fingerprints from you, all this stuff. I think now I don't know what everything's involved in being able to purchase one legally. But I think that those are some of the things that should be documented when you purchase a gun, whether it's some kind of rifle, shotgun, or handgun, or what have you. Okay. Now, when it comes to gun laws in Georgia, Georgia's got a D as far as a grade on gun laws. Okay. This is from a site called smartgunlaws.org. Okay. And this is not me right now. This is me reading from this site. All right. I looked up some stuff on gun laws, and I looked up stuff for the gun laws in Georgia. I'm not interested in all these other states. I know that people listening to the show from other states, New York and Alabama and Florida, all these places. But I'm talking about Georgia. Okay. Because Georgia require handgun dealers and employees of handgun dealers to obtain a state license. But Georgia does not require a background check prior to the transfer of a firearm between private parties. I did not know that. Okay. Georgia also does not prohibit the transfer or possession of assault weapons, okay, you know, or large capacity, you know, ammunition magazine. So you can have a magazine that has a lot of bullets, a lot of ammunition in it. So Georgia does not, they do not prohibit large capacity magazines. I guess you can have a large capacity magazine. I guess you can have an assault weapon in Georgia. I guess you can have 50 caliber rifles in Georgia. Georgia does not limit the number of firearms that may be purchased at one time. So I guess you could go in and purchase 15, 20 firearms if you want, or more. They don't care. Okay? And Georgia does not impose a waiting period on firearm purchases. So you could go in tonight. You could go somewhere tonight and purchase a firearm and walk out of the store with it. No problem. Georgia does not regulate unsafe handguns. That's, unsafe handguns, they call them, they sit talking about junk guns, whatever junk guns are, or, you know, Saturday night specials, okay? Georgia does not regulate ammunition sales. Excuse me. So I guess you can go in and buy as much ammunition as you want. Georgia does not allow local governments to regulate firearms. Georgia does not provide local governments with the discretion to deny concealed weapon permits. Okay? Now, this is data that I'm picking up. This was published by the Mayors Against Illegal Guns. All right. Now, Georgia had the 10th highest rate of crime gun exports among the states in 2009. Let me read that again. Georgia had the 10th highest rate of crime gun exports among the states in 2009. Georgia also exported more than two times the national average of crime guns per 100,000 inhabitants in that year. I'm not going to get into that stuff, but, you know, you can go to this site, find out pretty much anything you want to find out about firearms, okay? Now, federal law prohibits certain persons from purchasing or possessing firearms, and people who have felonies on their records can't purchase a firearm. Domestic abusers can't purchase a firearm. Also, federal law also say that certain people with a history of mental illness can't purchase or possess firearms. Okay? Now, Georgia prohibits the purchase or receipt of a firearm by any one person who is on probation as a felony first offender or who has been convicted of a felony. Okay? But they have no other laws limiting who may possess firearms. So the federal law says that felons can't possess firearms. Domestic abusers can't possess firearms. Mental illness, people who have a history of mental illness can't possess a firearm. That's federal law. But Georgia says that only felons can't possess firearms. Okay? If you're on probation from a felony crime that you committed, you cannot purchase or possess a firearm in the state of Georgia, okay? And Georgia prohibits the possession or control of a handgun by any person under age 18, okay? Prohibits the possession or control of a handgun by any person under age 18. But, okay, that's a big word, but this prohibition does not apply if the underage person is attending a hunter education course or a firearms safety course. So if you're under 18, you know, you can possess or control a handgun if you're at a hunter education class or a firearm safety course, okay? This prohibition does not apply to being under 18 or older if you're engaging in practice in the use of a firearm or target shooting at an established range authorized by the governing body of the jurisdiction where such range is located. Okay, there are a few ranges around where I live, okay? So they're saying that people under the age of 18 can go to a range and possess and I guess use a firearm. Now my thing, another thing, now this me talking now, I'm away from this other stuff. I think that if you go in, you know, I think that a big problem with gun control is that it's already out of control, okay? The government has waited far too long to try to control guns, all right? People underground have guns that are for sale. You could probably go out tonight. If you make enough phone calls, you can probably find one of your friends who knows someone or who knows someone that can get you a gun. All you have to do is have the money to pay for it. That's bad. can you control that? There's no way to control that. I don't think there's any way to control, you know, guns that are sold, quote unquote, under the table. Now, you can go to a gun show tomorrow and you can purchase a gun at a gun show. And if you don't, if you look older than 18, I doubt if they'll ask you any questions. They just want to know if you had the money. Okay, if you had the money, you can buy it. And also, if you had the money or not had the money, but you can also sell a gun at the gun show with no problem. Now, if you want to call into the show, 818-301-5834. I have a caller on the show from the 678 area code. The first three digits are 416, so the phone number. And so from the 678 area code, the first three digits are 416. Caller, you're on the air with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
Hey, Frank, this is James.
Hey, James, what's going on, bud?
Not much. Hey, I got a little issue on the whole going to a gun show. Now, you can go to the gun show and you can purchase a gun from an individual and require no paperwork, but most of the people at gun shows are going to be, dealers, and they do the same background checks as if you went down to your local gun store and wanted to purchase a gun. They do background checks. Now, you can't find individuals at gun shows and buy a gun without a background check, but most people at the gun shows are dealers.
Well, I've attended a couple of gun shows, and I know that some of the guys are above board, but there are some guys in there who are also not above board that'll sell you a gun because they're looking for the money. So go ahead.
Probably, I mean, there is some that want money, and that money talk, you can buy what you want if you know who you're talking to.
Yeah. And you know, that's part of my worry, because, you know, these gun shows, I mean, if you go to a gun show, you'll find the parking lot is sold out. Sometimes, you know, it's hard to get in there, but there are people out there in the parking lot, just like at a football game, that are trying to sell guns out in the parking lot before you even go into the show, for whatever price. So if you've got money, you can buy it out there in the parking lot.
That's true. But again, just not to give gun shows a bad name, you know, me and you both know we can go down the street corner anywhere we want to. We can pick up what we want for a gun, you know, for the right price. You know the people, and you got the money, you can buy what you want.
Yeah, and I'm not slamming the gun shows. I'm just trying to throw some things out there, trying to help people and get them more aware of maybe some of the stuff that's going on in these things and what's happening in some of the areas and things like that. I'm not trying to slam the gun shows. I hope people don't think that. But I'm just trying to make them aware of some of the things that happen at a gun show. Maybe they have never been to a gun show and they don't understand what goes on there. But there are some crazy things that happen at those gun shows.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. That's crazy things. I just didn't want people to get the wrong idea that you go to a gun show and you can pick up whatever you want from any dealer there. A lot of dealers at gun shows are reputable, and they do the background checks because they don't want to get fines and they don't want to get in trouble through the government and everything like that and get locked up for whatever reason.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you there, and I do agree with you there, and I appreciate your call, James. We're out of time, but hey, I will see you in the morning, and we'll talk a little bit more, okay?
Okay. Talk to you later, Frank.
All right, James. Take care. Thanks for calling. So, thank you guys for listening to the show. I'm out of time, but I do appreciate you guys listening to the show. Take care of yourself. I know it's Friday. But really be careful, guys. Take care of yourself. And have a great weekend. I'll talk to you at 6:30 on Monday. Join the show Monday at 6:30. And we'll talk some more. Okay? Take care. Good night.
I'm gone. Forget it, reach it by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time?